Several colleagues and I were planning a short vacation in the mountains. About a week before the day we'd planned to go, I got a call from a member of the group. He had disappointing news. He said, "My boss asked me to work this weekend, so I think I cannot go with you." I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English for English learners. Was there anything wrong with what my colleague said?
No.
Well, no, not grammatically. But the phrase, "I think I cannot," sounded a little awkward.
What?
It sounds old-fashioned and perhaps too formal for the situation. Usually, in modern English, we put the negative form on the verb think, instead of on the operative verb or verb phrase, in this case, can go. So, we would probably say, "I don't think I can go with you."
Oh no!
This is true for most situations when you want to use the phrase, "I think," to add softening effect or to point out that it is only your opinion or idea. For example, "I think we don't have to work today" should be, "I don't think we have to work today." Or, "I think the restaurant won't be busy now" should be, "I don't think the restaurant will be busy now." This is true even if you are talking in the simple present tense of the verb. "I think you don't understand" should be, "I don't think you understand." Be careful with this one, because the first sentence, "I think you don't understand," sounds much more direct than the second. So remember to put the negative on think when you don't think you can do something. Your English is going to sound better. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.